on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Listening to the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago.
720 WGN.
Details on how you can win Blackhawks tickets coming up. Stand by for that. Also, WGN Radio's Hometown Voices Tour, the Steve Cochran Show, live tomorrow from Northwestern University's Welsh Ryan Arena, where I will kick tail on head basketball coach Chris Collins in a game of cat.
Cats.
We're not playing?
No. You're playing, but I saw Coach Collins yesterday.
Yeah, did you tell him I was trash-talking him?
No, he comes up to me, yeah, and he says, this is an exact quote, tell Cochran, I don't let my kids win at anything.
Well, I'm not his kid.
Okay, well, I think he sort of laid down the gauntlet here.
Let me be perfectly honest with you, and I want you to bring this message back to Coach.
Well, I'm not like a messenger.
I want you to go back to Coach, and I want you to say the following.
Yes.
I've got no shot against him. This is a complete joke for me to even be involved in this, so we'll do that tomorrow.
Well, that kind of takes the edge off the whole thing.
Well, whatever. Senator John McCain joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
All right, my friends. How are you?
Nice to talk to you again. Always appreciate the time, and congratulations on the success of your Arizona Cardinals. That's a fun team.
Thank you. They give us a little bit of a cardiac problem there in the first half. But it'll be interesting. One of the most interesting games of the season, I think, will be when they take on the Seahawks. Obviously, Seattle has got their ship righted, and so it'll be really a fascinating encounter. And we've got two games left with them and a two-game lead. So there'll be a lot of interest around the Valley.
I love your head coach, and we made a huge mistake on not getting him here. John Fox may work out great, but you got a great head coach, and I hope he coaches as long as he wants to.
And he's very blunt. He's a straight talker.
Well, he's a John McCain kind of guy.
He is. Honestly, I have not seen many coaches, nor have you, maybe Ditka, that call out players publicly.
Sure.
When he doesn't think they're up to snuff. Calais Campbell, obviously, has been subject of some criticism, arguably one of the best defensive players in football. So he's quite a guy, and we're enjoying it after many years literally in the desert.
Yeah, no kidding. And with all the entertainment of the NFL, you have been at the forefront this week of bringing up just a ridiculous waste of money by Congress in paying for patriotism. And it's not just the NFL. It's a ton of sporting events who've been more than happy to take Congress's money to put on displays at these games, which are tearjerkers at times, and it turns out it was all pay for play.
A lot of it was, millions. It's kind of sad to see. There is one. Let me be very clear. If the National Guard or any of the services want to recruit at a game and set up a booth or whatever, advertise whatever, that is legitimate. That's a cost that the services incur. But for them to pay for a salute to the troops event, the flag out there, reenlistment, all of those kinds of things that we associate with patriotism, if they want to get paid for it, at least they should have let people know. And that's what we call paid patriotism, and it's obviously not something that is acceptable. And I would say on behalf of the NFL, Jeff Flake and I got a letter from the commissioner saying that they would not do it anymore. I'm glad to hear that, because I can assure you it's in the defense authorization bill that it's prohibited, but I'm glad to see them being forthcoming on it.
Yeah, and what's interesting, Senator, and this, the real estate that is a professional sporting event is valuable real estate. So if you're going to give up time and space for a particular thing that you can sell, then go out and sell it. But somebody in the food chain at the National Football League had to go, isn't this creep you out a little bit that we're doing this? And nobody did. So anyway, I'm glad it came up this week, and I'm glad that Goodell's shutting it down.
Yeah, I am. They've reacted well to it. In fact, I've heard from a lot of the owners. At least one of them was a longtime supporter of mine that's not overjoyed. But anyway, so it's as far as I'm concerned, the issue is closed. We've stopped it. And it's obviously it's an embarrassing chapter for professional sports, but it's closed and let's move on. And still, you know, these organizations provide incredible and irreplaceable time of enjoyment and recreation for so many Americans. I am probably the last living American that doesn't indulge in fantasy football.
Well, we can get you there. Let's not do it now, though.
Well, Larry Fitzgerald has been making a lot of money for a lot of people.
Yes, he has, including the guy you're talking to. Condolences.
One of the nicest young men I have ever met in my life.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He is, really. He's just incredible.
And I knew his dad from my days in Minneapolis, who has been a sports writer forever. He's a good man. Hey, condolences on the loss of your friend Fred Thompson. I know you'll be speaking tomorrow, but that's a guy who made his mark, didn't he?
Yeah, he's larger than life. He's a wonderful guy. I was going to recount a story at the service where he and I and Joe Lieberman were out on the USS Roosevelt a number of years ago, and they introduced, we were on the hangar deck, all the sailors were there, and they introduced Joe, and there was polite applause, and they introduced me, and there's a little more because they all knew I'm a former Navy guy. Then they introduced Fred Thompson. They know who the admiral was in Hunt for Red October.
Well, that's tremendous. That's great.
He is a lovely man and full of good humor. And of course, if I'd had his voice and his looks, I guarantee you, I'd be president of the United States today.
Well, let's talk about the president of the United States. And yeah, regardless of who the next one turns out to be, it looks like security challenges all over are not going anywhere. And whatever has happened over the last 4 to 8 years, everybody now seems to say, oh, we're not only not afraid of challenging the United States, we're going to challenge the United States. What do you make of China sniffing around one of our air carriers, and then just shrugging her shoulders? Yeah, we did it.
We've seen an incredible diminution of American influence throughout the world, and it does reverberate throughout the world. I'm sure you noticed the Iranians just arrested another American. Yep. Who was, by the way, in favor of U.S.-Iranian reconciliation. They're thumbing their nose at us, and it is what it is. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is inserted himself as a major factor in the Middle East. The slaughter goes on. The refugees by the hundreds of thousands are continuing. And all of this is not like an earthquake or a hurricane. It's because of failed policies and failure to lead. And this is why I think that national security will probably be a bigger issue in this upcoming presidential campaign than any time since 1980 when Ronald Reagan was elected. The world is in turmoil, and that isn't just my opinion. We had hearings before the Armed Services Committee, Kissinger, Schultz, Albright, Brzezinski. They all say the same thing, that the world has not seen more crises, and the UN says the world has not seen more refugees. And of course, this latest downing of the airliner,
right.
I'm not drawing any conclusion, but I can tell you, as an old aviator, planes don't break up at 30,000 feet.
Right.
So it'll be very interesting to see what this is all about, and it'll be the first major air catastrophe since 9/11, and so we live in interesting times, but we still got the best military, we've still got the best economy, we've still got the best innovation, we're energy independent. So my dear listeners, enjoy the games, and things are going to get better. The words of Chairman Mao, it's always darkest before it's totally black.
Hey, before I let you go, I want to say, have you say hi to Pat Brady, your former Illinois party chair and your friend here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pat. Say hi.
Hey, Senator. Cocker and I were playing golf yesterday, joking that you often say there are more Blackhawks sweaters at Coyotes games than Coyotes sweaters. Is that still the case since you're on the Blackhawks network here?
I am enraged. I am enraged about it. It is a source of enduring frustrations. We are glad when they come and spend the winter with us from your wonderful area, and God bless them. They spend a lot of money, but stop wearing those damn shirts, okay? And when the Blackhawks score, don't cheer. You're not allowed to cheer.
Thank you, Senator. You're shutting down almost everything that's important.
Thanks, guys.
All the best. That's Senator John McCain, who at 79 has more energy than any of us, except for Orion Samuelson. That would be the one exception. Oh, I forgot to tell him to say hi to Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. Oh, no, good thing you did
Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz. Don't you think if McCain could, he'd just walk up to Ted Cruz and punch him right in the mouth and then go, okay, I'm done. I'm going back to Arizona.
He's the toughest guy in the United States Senate, I guarantee you. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're
McCain best. We're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we're talking McCain. Yeah, I think so.
All right, 7:21, traffic from Mary, and then we'll come back and tell you how you can win Blackhawks tickets. We should send McCain Hawks tickets.
I'd send him a jersey. Sign him a sweater.
Yeah, let's put that down. Yeah,
put his name on it, too.
Yeah.
From the Cochran Show.
Yep.
For his next birthday, and then put his age as the number.
I know a lot of the Hawks are listening now, so just know that call's coming at 10 o'clock.